Okay. So the question is like this. Gemara says that the famous Mishnah, Shochet B'Shabbos, so so the question is, how do you eat it? Don't you have to do Malicha? So he says, so how come it's Shechitaso Kshayra? I mean, you can't eat it. A few moments, so he says, well, you're not going to do. You told me, I ain't going to hold a mocha on Shabbos.
Well, this whole case is if you shuck on Shabbos.
Yeah, but the question is who said you're eating it on Shabbos? So, because the Gemara is talking about that child is a mukta, maybe it's mukta, so it's pashur, since you were eating it on Shabbos, or else it wouldn't be a child mukta. So he says that cases that you're eating it b'umtza.
Raw.
Yeah.
And it's not yom tov kutz.
So it's not parish.
Right.
We talk about near the basit tzli by malicha klal. And he says basit tzli also doesn't need malicha. The dame varim shalom pirish. But it's the dame varim shalom pirish is mutter. So mevela. So if you're doing tzli and all the blood comes out, it's great. And even if you didn't do such a good tzli, so it stayed inside, the sheet has to be parish l'chutz. So if it wasn't parish l'chutz, then it's okay. Now the orzarua
is the machlokas between the Rashba and the Ra'ol about Yotzim Mokom, Nif Porish Mokom, is the Hobo Otagi with the Shiloh of Tzir? No?
Not necessarily.
No,
I mean, it's two separate issues.
Yeah, right.
Then we have the Orzarua. The Orzarua says, that at the end of the piece here, the left side, the first word in the line is Aval.
Page 2.
So you can have basar chai below malicha and tzliya below malicha. Umokam shein melech klal yitzlanu tchila at sheyazuvu kol damu. So if there's no melech, then you do good sleep. And then you can cook it. There's a minute to do melecha, even if it's sleep, but that's not a halachic thing. It's just for taste. Tuftam adaslam deini. Okay. The Rashi in Pesachim on page 3 quotes this minhag. To do malicha. Yes, see the Rashi. Sharev afilu lo bishlo as aboshes dosum sochem mutra afilu mocho ke malicha sli. He talks about malicha sli. The malicha. He talks about a concept of malicha sli. That's a lower form of malicha, as opposed to, you know, for the kedera. And the Shulchan Aruch brings it down to page 13. Hatzli ain't a tzarich malicha. Yisha eish shoev hadam shabo me'atzmo. Aval amadam achar natach al hatzli afilu eltadam shutzonein lamin yisha eish shoev. Rosem minu at today the Tila. So he says that Sli doesn't need Malicha, the Eish is Shoev. But if other blood, im dam ache notaf al hatzli, if other blood falls on the tzli, or it's not its own blood, afilu osadam hutzone lo mina shei shorvo, osimunik deira tila. In other words, it's only shoev its own blood. If other blood falls on the tzli, then it's not going to, then you have to take a kedena tila, cut it off, because it's going to maser it. And then the Ramah quotes Rashi, Yeshom Tzli by Hadach, Yeshom Tzarkam Ken Tzaf Malicha. And that's the Rashi. But you need a little bit of Malicha. So how much do you need of a Tzli? That's fully roasted. You know, what is the issue? So look on page 4. Where is the Beheter?
Page 4?
Yeah. So the Yisuf Hatter says, "Omna b'cholki agada shatolo d'yevi b'lo m'licho hechad d'leik melech o nimlech b'lo shashir m'licho chosev has to be halfway roasted. If it's not halfway roasted, then it's not going to be motzi dam. Okay. And there's a Rashba here on page.
No, it's for 9 minutes instead of 18 minutes. Chatzi mili, chatzi shiva.
Half roasted.
Oh.
Might not be the same, you know, because maybe. You know, it doesn't mean that, yeah, from the perspective of the chafetz. So if you look in the Rashba, the Bais HaKotzer on page 6, it says what's the mochel lacha but sleeve lo madacha osa. What's the mochel lacha but sleeve lo madacha osa? What's the mloach lacha but sleeve lo madacha osa? The ain't a chotzer shaldam shal hamelach shal. Because if you wanted to salt it a little bit and do tzli, but you don't want to do a hadach of a tzrai, it's okay, because the eish is shoyif.
You can't leave it there too long.
You did it right away. But if it was shoyif b'mocho, then you gotta rinse it off.
Why is it any different than salt, which you said until now that once it does the power, it's
established. But it's all stuff, it's still fall down.
So here we're saying that here is no good, but
it's salt itself, it's still fall down. Balua from down. The salt itself is, that's why we do Adach Basrai Sara. And the pizza, whatever.
Okay. Yeah, well.
The soul
was
still on it, and it didn't matter. So why
is the case Whereas if you let it too long, then it'll be encased in the salt.
But
it's in liquid.
Yeah.
No, sir.
The salt is not on it. The salt
is not on it.
Anymore.
It's all in the lower
Saddam. Actually, remember, it's a cliche in a minute, but it's in liquid now. Well, the salt came off because of the liquid.
No, it's still on it.
If you keep it too long, then it's going to be encased, and then it's going to stay on the. Then you have to wash it off.
Right, because the salt itself is below up and down. That's it. You can't eat that salt. You're going to sit there for too long.
Okay. Then take a look in the Gemara in Chulin on page 8, took your test in the Manalef. Where it says, "Anav nachman shmuk kikar shachata chale baser." If you have a piece of bread and you cut it, atulachva. Now you can't eat the bread. Why not? Honey meal, because if the bread got red, honey meal to ask me. It looks like blood.
No, it's iron.
So it's a marasayan. Whereas even though what? It's not dam. Because it was already nimlach, right? So that's what the Ran says on page 10. He's talking about that he did melicha. But if you did it, he said, "Me ukisharin of my gavna davkin lachash and isbashal kumacham and destroy. So they can make us from oil and oats from a main our sign. Now, if Kodim should isbashal kumacham and destroy came into Dam Gomeru, then it's going to be usher. Came to usher Yafshar, Sumash, see. So let's look at the famous Gemara now on page 8. Chuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph.
Hey, good days.
Amar Rav Nachman. The first word in one is lay. Hurry lay. Amar Rav Nachman of Shmuel. Ein manichim kli tachas baser. Achi yichle kol marad musa shabo. Whereas if you're roasting, right, and then it's dripping blood. And that salt, so it's going to be belay, it's going to ask you a kli. So you shouldn't put a kli underneath there, because it's going to become ask. So when could you put the kli there? When do we say it's no longer no longer blood.
After Shem Alecha.
Yeah, you're doing tzli. You're doing lumli, but you're doing tzli. So it says, Ein manichin kli tachas basa atche yichle kol mara ad mumis shebo. Until all the red is gone from what's coming out, then you know that it's not blood anymore. Atche yichle kol where it starts like smoking. So the Dilma Tata Mata Ilolo Mata, just because maybe the bottom part of the meat is already finished and it's no longer down, but maybe it's still down from the top. So there's no way that you're gonna know. So what do you do? You have to, when, so what do you do? Masturbe tarti galalei milcha. You take two pieces of salt in the kli. So these galle milcha, umashafya. So you take two pieces of salt, and that's gonna suck up like a magnetic force. It's gonna. He says, "Bein al habasar." Rashi says, "Bein mitach hakli v'adam digur." So the dam is going to be like sort of like a koyach hamoshech to this salt, and mamela any of the lex of the liquid will just be liquid, but the dam shabo is already extricated. That's what Tosa says in the bottom. Shadam Nigra bottom tells us Eitzel HaMelech Mishulam Hilman Dom Reb Shalom Sochto Osir. Ah, but Reb Shalom Sochto is Osir. So the dam was part of the liquid. So now how is it Motor? Yishla Hatya Khan Lo Amrin Amiyak Shadotef Hashem Ben Abbasin Dasar Mach Mazdam Verbo Shilvo Yel Otrega Lo Yuchad Kenej Shadam Nifresh Mimen Lugabri Eitzel Shem Reb Tam Afilu Masho. He says that if you... The blood in the liquid. The salt is going to schlep it. The blood out of the liquid. So Pavela, but how does the liquid become mutter? The answer is that Efchel Sochto is also because you can't know for sure that it got out. But here, the whole thing was... All the blood was sucked out. So Pavela... You got it all out, now you could have what's ever left. So the question is, what about the... What if you're roasting, what about the spit? The spit itself. So, look here. Look in the Rashba on page 11. There's an Indian food, shalonu, in terms of the spit, should solely be also part of the right, which are food also. Because the blood.
Yeah.
So he says that the spit is awesome. So then what do you have to do? You have to take the meat right away. Because if the meat is still poilate, then you don't have a problem. So, food also between time of this one, time dama or bala. So right away you have to what? You have to take the meat off the shvud right away. While it's still being
on the fire?
Yeah, I mean, you take the meat off the spit right away, because then the spit that becomes usher by the will go back into the meat. You have to make sure you pull it away right away, and then it's still being polite.
Take it from the same hour.
Right. So it means what?
Not easy to do.
Take the meat. Well, it's what? The spit becomes usser. Because of the blood, and then that blood is going to make the spit off, so then that's going to go back in. So the rabbi says you have to take it off right away.
Right away when?
Take the shemotim in the or yishlof habosim el shvud. Tachu huzav upolate edibolea. So right away. So therefore. While it's still being polled, it's not going to be left. So even though the shvud became trade, but it's not going to affect the meat.
Because the meat is still polled.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but the rush on page 12 says differently. And it says that no.
The shvud it should be.
Yeah. What is it?
Yeah.
What is it? Yeah. What is So the Rosh says it doesn't become Aser because the Nur is Mishab Shoy.
And therefore the Shput is not going to be Bolea from the any of the Dam at all.
Right.
I mean, the same way the fire works for the meat is also going to work for the Shput. We have a defier, I guess that's the point. I guess
now we have a famous Gemara on page 18, Kuf Tesavad Beis, Amal Yaltam and Avnachim, and Lichti called the Oshma Rahman and Sharon Lazgavasi. Whatever the Torah says is an equal Hanah that's Mutter. like you, Eish is usher, but you mutter the grushim chaybal.
Dam covid.
Yeah, dam is usher, but covid is mutter. Need is usher, but dam tor is mutter.
Hey, Shesach is also for Gibbon is Mutter.
Yeah, so the question is, so how do we kasha the liver? That's the big question. So if we look here on page 19, Rashi, page 19, could be a little bit vague. Rashi, have the mai, or Mutter, so the covid is usher. So how do you cook? So the Gemara says on Kuf Yud Aleph, in the end of the Gemara on page 19, that you have to do chalita.
A kovet.
You know what I mean? Michlat chav chalit lay beikar. So if you put it what? You soak it in what? In vinegar. Chomet shachomet somso. So then that encases, it locks the dam. So it made a time. So it's mashma, but malicha doesn't work. Only chotom. But Rabbi Natam says, no, you get, that's not pshat in the Gemara. Rabbi Natam here, on the bottom of page 19, in the bottom right, he says, the nerds of the rights of pshit the dam had covered mutter, afal pishat pirish, shem the kulo dam, uch hashem pshit the dam covered. Right? So what's the pshat? He says, yeah, you can use it. Rabbi Tam says you could use Malicha and Dam and Kovit. But we assume not that way. So Rabbi Tam says that of course you could do Malicha. The Gemara is just talking about Chalita of. If your malich is not available, this is another way. This is another way of doing it. The Adur is a little nimble cover. Rabbi Natan says it works. Now the Gemara says chalita, that's just another method. So we usually don't assume like Rabbi Natan. So chalita. So there's a famous riff on page 20. It's a sudish might be chatal and chala over us and shorin. It says that the minig is sudish might be chatal and chala over us and shorin. If you kufi the bar almiush shadru mi mesifta da idna lo bakina mechalita. In the Masifta, they said, we don't know how to do chalita. We're not baki. No, we don't have bakias in chalita. So therefore, we don't do chalita.
Where would we do it now with that?
To kasher a liver.
But I remember it well.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm not used to do it.
Mother.
Yeah.
He was a bucky.
She
was a bucky.
She was
a bucky. She didn't do chalita, she fell asleep.
Yeah, she did.
So the question is, so we don't do, we're not bucky. So what do you do?
Yeah.
that my piece of metal would hold.
So there's a famous Gemara here that says, three lines from the bottom of page Kuf Yud Amud Beis, page 19. It's not a covet or seres ve'inu meseres. Nishi poletes ve'inu bolas.
Where are we?
Three lines from the bottom.
Right side.
Page 19. Gemara. None. A covet or seres ve'inu meseres. Covet could ask us something else. It's kul odam, but it doesn't become asr because it's what? It's always poiling. So a kove or says, so if you look in the Rashba on page 21, this is the Bayis HaKotze. He says, Vashalchu Mishivas HaGoinim. Ain became Aksha of Bachalita. Shalt was a cover of Bigderim, Nisha Asma, Bolo Malicha, Bolo Chalita, Yerli Shu Mutter. A cover of Sers, Vaina Nasers. So if you just cook it, Shapoleta see Vaina Bolas, or Philip Tachagdera, we've got some Ruba, Munas, we live lower. Philip Spashal Harbe, Mashalach, when Shiv Shay Mutter, Lachal Covet, Shalak and Kins, Laut Hilo, Yerli Shu Omer Al Hatila, when the lover is Shilko Mutter. How much are easy, Lachem Gdor, Mahamisha Osar, covering the whole Masha Spot. Let's say that, so he holds his mutter.
All that dam is and when the dam comes out, it's going to stop being pulled. So why?
The coffee goes into the pot, still goes. It's pulling up a layer.
By
that time, it's done cooking already.
You see, you cook for 2 hours. It comes bone comes out in a half hour. So what's going to be the next hour and a half? You're going to be cooking for 2 hours. How can that be?
Who'll take it?
Huh? Oh.
Look in the Rambam on page 22. He says a kovim comes to be shlichu l'toch hachometz or l'toch mayim roskim, which is long razor mitaris for bashal osar hakim. So either you do chalita or you do chalita.
He didn't hold it.
But kvar nog Yisrael to be tzolat.
I think
it's the Rambam did not hold the point. He did. But then he says kvar nog Yisrael. So he says that the Minag Yisrael. So again, the Gemara says Chalita. Rabbeinu Tam says you could even do Malicha, but the Gemara is just giving another teretz. Another possibility. And then the Rif says we're not Baki. And the Rambam says that we do is. We do sleep with Sola the Covid.
But it's against the Rashba in the sense that he said if you cooked it, it would be utter.
Yeah, what's his Lashon?
The Rashba would
But he doesn't hold that way.
Right, he doesn't hold that way.
We don't. It was only if you did it. A chalita that it's okay. And then a page in the Shulchan Aruch on page 24, First you cut it up, you know, horizontally, vertically and horizontally, and you let it drain out, and then you tzolea. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. In love of Shem Hamoram, Chatzicha Bosom, and a Kavit Eshel, Chomokom, Losake, Notel, so they roast it. And that's the Gemara on the Shulchan Aleph. Kufiyat Aleph, where the Gemara says that you carry Shasi Ve'ev. Chituch al-Tachas, v'ani mikavda v'tuch l'shum n'baal mohu. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that you either you do a chassis there, or you remove the gallbladder, and that's you make a hole, and that also will cause it to drain, and then you do the tzli, and that'll be okay. And then the last discussion that Sefer Madani Asher has is about what about the if the liver's on a grate, does the grate become treif? You know, do you say that I'm Mr. Sarek, or, you know, what do you say about the,
When you're
sold
to the COVID,
yeah. Does that become also, do you need Liban? Do you say Kobol Chach Polto? Do you say, Mr. Ksarik, do you say that he calls him Aaron Pfeiffer, that the rashis gets kashered in the
as
oven? So maybe that'll kasher too. It has to be very hot, and then you can have an automatic.
If it's over the fire, it's self libun.
Yeah,
right, meaning right after it's going
to be. Yeah. Okay, so what to say? But that's the so we officially completed the Malicha. I'm sure there's lot to do more, but now I need. We have Chumash here, so I need just a couple of minutes to. Unwind here and return some.